overall, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, have two good chances early on. Don't take them. Their first shot on goal goes in. You're down 1-0 at half, and that's the game, right? We had 10 shots tonight, I think. Zero. Their goalie had to make zero saves. They're a good team. It's a midweek game that is a non-conference in October, and how do you come out to play? And you have rotations, and you hope that things are gonna you're gonna have a good spark from the start. And again, goals change games, and you don't take your two chances in the first 15 minutes, and you're at 0-0, and their first shot again on goal in the first half is a goal. And so now you're walking away and you're saying, man, I wish that would happen to us. So it's a tough one. No discredit to them. You know, they attack with their front group, and that they'll create problems. They probably should have had a second goal in the last couple of minutes. And we got to be a little, we got to be better. We don't do the simple things correctly, I think, in tonight's game, unfortunately. So it's we're sitting here with a loss. But at the end of the day, I can't say it enough. I say it to our guys. You score goals, goals change games. You don't take your chances. We had two clear chances in the first 15 minutes. If Quinn takes his chance, it's 1-0 in the first 6 minutes, and Brian takes his chance in the first 12 minutes, it could be 2-0 or it could be 1-0 either. And then they go down in what? I don't even know what minute they scored. In the 30-something minute. And now you're down 1-0, and so it ends that way. And it's a tough one to digest. It's a local derby. It's a prideful game for Boston, you know, just from close proximity of the two schools. So, yeah, there we are.
Billy Scott, WTBU News. What factors do you think the weather played in today's game?
I don't think anything. You know, this is, I mean, all of our guys have probably played in rain at some point. At some point in their career, whether it was prior to here. So I don't personally. Maybe the guys feel differently. And if it does play any part, Harvard has to deal with it too, you know? So I still think it's an equal playing field. We've had to train on this. This is where we play and train every day. So I personally don't think it has a part to do with it. If it was a little windy, maybe, but I don't think much on a miss tonight had an effect on them beating us.
That's it for me.
And then when you say they weren't doing the simple things, is that on both sides of the field, or was it something in particular you weren't pleased with?
Yeah, I think we just overcomplicate it, right? Like, what was on early on, a little more direct ball, and you do it for two times and it leads to a couple chances, and then because of that, after that you get away from it and you start trying to jam things down the center, and you know, defenders are biting hard, and you know, if you they defend with six, and they want to defend with six, and so they kind of follow pretty tight, and we talked about it. And so it's a simple saying: if the space is behind, play the space behind. If the space is wide, play the space wide, right? We talk about understanding our numerical advantages and understanding how to identify and attack the space that's on. And so every team's gonna have to take away something, right? And so I just felt that tonight we didn't do the simple things correctly for the 90 minutes. That's not to say that we didn't do anything correctly, but you know, if the space is on to play a little more direct and it's on, then you have to. And just simple as that for me.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.